Well, there's a little bit of a break in action here at the show ring at the Edgar County Fair. I'm Brendan Easter with the WITY Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. I have with me Denim and Maddie. They're here with me to talk about their animals that they're showing off this year. So I understand you two are showing off a variety of different animals.
Yes.
I heard between the two of you, you had sheep, goats, and you had a swan.
Yes.
So you're the one with the goat, right?
Yes. I have three goats to show.
Three goats? I've always wondered what the difference is between raising multiple animals at the same time or just focusing all your efforts on one animal. Have you done that in the past where you've only raised one goat, or have you always raised multiple at a time?
We've always raised multiple.
Any particular reason for that?
Because goats, they like to be together. They don't like to be alone.
Very social creatures then.
Yes.
Maybe it probably also makes them just easier, more cooperative, and maybe they perform better at shows?
Yes.
And you had a sheep, correct?
Multiple, actually.
Again, multiple animals.
Oh, yes, yes. We always lamb in either the winter or the spring.
So you pick up your lambs to raise them earlier in the year, right?
Yes, it's better to get them earlier in the year so that you can work with them more and so they won't embarrass you in the ring.
It sounds like you speak from experience on that one.
Oh, yes, yes, I have.
You want to share a story or?
Well, first year of showing, it's my second year of 4-H. I got some lambs from a friend and I luckily was good with those, but one of them stepped on my toe and I was limping around the ring, so.
Yeah, fortunately, do the judges look at the trainer limping around the arena as a sign of something?
Not usually. They normally just are focused on the animal, mainly.
Well, it's a good thing they weren't examining your foot after you got stepped on then, right?
Yes.
What about you, Maddie? Do you have any tough moments from a show you want to share?
Sometimes my goats won't walk and I have to drag them around.
I've got a little dog at home. Whenever I try and take him out for walks, it's the same thing. Like, you've got him by his leash and you're trying to drag him along. He plants his feet in the ground and he does not want to move. I can imagine it's like a pretty similar picture.
Oh, yes.
That must be a very awkward experience, especially in the show when the judge is looking right at you.
Yes.
How long have you been showing goats then?
This is my third year.
Third year in 4-H or?
Third year for goats.
How long have you been 4-H?
I think 5 years.
And you also raise a swine then, correct?
Yes.
Tell me about your swine.
It's a male. He's a Hereford, and he's very stubborn.
Very stubborn. Do you think that comes from the fact that pigs tend to be a little bit smarter in the realm of animals, maybe?
Probably.
Have you been raising pigs in the past, or is this your first year?
So this is my first year showing a pig, but my brother showed one last year.
Did he give you some pointers for it?
Not really.
Just threw you to the wolves and hope for the best, right?
So last year, he and I both worked with him, but he showed him. We kind of both had the same experience.
Okay, so you do have some experience showing a pig, just this is your first year doing it on your own. Denim had to go prepare her animal for the show. I still have Maddie with me. Do you do anything else for 4-H?
I did cooking and sewing and babysitting.
So for the cooking and sewing, do you have projects shown this year?
Yes, I did a T-ring, and for sewing, I made a pair of pants.
Pair of pants?
Yes.
I know that clothing is a little deceptively hard to make at times. Is that true?
It can be, yes.
What do you use to make your clothing?
Usually I do like a dress or a skirt of some kind.
Kind of reduce the amount of sleeves or seams you have to do with it, so it's all one continuous piece of fabric, right?
Yeah.
Do you generally try to like theme your dress after something with the fabric that you use, or is it all just try and make it look as clean as possible?
So I do try to get the seams finished and try to make it look really clean, but I do like to do like cute fabrics and stuff.
Just to make sure to add your own personal touch onto your dress so that way it stands out from the rest, right?
Yes.
Because the last thing you want is your dress to look exactly like the dress next to it.
Yes.
Do you have any other plans for your time in 4-H down the future? Any other animals you're considering raising or other projects you're going to get involved in?
I'm wanting to show a cow, but I don't know if I'm going to do that or not.
I've heard that cows can be a little bit unruly at times, but they also tend to be a little more level-headed in the arena.
Yeah.
And another thing, I just talked to a couple 4-H'ers who were showing cattle. If one of those goes a little, gets spooked or starts getting a little bit unruly, it's harder to calm down cow because it's bigger than you as opposed to something smaller like a goat, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time and good luck showing your animals this week.
Thank you.
And stay tuned right here to WITY for continued coverage of the Edgar County Fair.